It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Fox Across America Game Ball Presentation Ceremony brought to you every week by the fine folks at Fox Across America, where we highlight, we go back, we watch the game film, and we look at the one interview that stood out the most. This was, I got to be honest, just an absolute food fight of a week. It really was a mess. But there was one interview in studio that I enjoyed. I enjoyed everything we did this week. We had James Comer on, who talked about all the sleazy things the Bidens are doing with their bank accounts. We had Kevin Walling on in the same day, a guy who is actually a surrogate for Joe Biden. That's the kind of balance we have. Byron Donalds took us inside some house goings-on and single-item funding for Israel and all the stupid stuff going on in college campuses and the fact that nobody respects us around the world anymore. Everybody was kind of great and fun. Raymond Arroyo on Friday was hilarious. He came by and talked about a jazz album and told a lot of dirty jokes about the holidays and Ron DeSantis wearing lifts in his boots. But I give the game ball to a man who could have been the next Speaker of the House, but is not. He is superstar representative from the 4th Congressional District of Ohio. We had a lot of laughs. We talked a lot of sports. This was very much debauchery from start to finish. And I am talking about the presence of Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, who comes up now to the podium and accepts his game ball.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.
Hey, Jimmy, how are you doing?
Good. Is it not some of the best trick-or-treating in the world in the 4th Congressional District of Ohio?
Heck yeah. You go to Wapakoneta, you know, you probably get a couple candy bars. It's like the place to be, Auglaize County,
yeah,
where your lovely bride is from.
Stop it. You'll get an elephant ear. You know, you'll get a they'll get you a fried pork tenderloin. Like, they're going to feed you right in the 4th Congressional District.
I'm trying to think of the family.
The waffles. We know this. We've talked about this. Waffles.
We've talked about this, at the county fairs.
Yep.
They're the best.
Legends. They're
sugar
the best.
Waffles are the best.
No, they're the best of the best. That's two reasons I would never run for president. Okay, one is because I would never pass the background check. but the other is like every event is at a fair. I would be like 725 pounds.
Well, it is good fair food, particularly here at the county fairs in Ohio. So how about Joe Burrow? The Bengals are back. You know,
listen to Jim Jordan now.
They're back.
No, let me just jump in here because I love this and I'm happy for you and your team. And I think it's great that they're back. But we had made a remark that we've had about 5 interviews without any Bengals talk on this show. Curious timing, I must say. Curious timing.
Well, that's sort of been their MO the last last 3 seasons. They start a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. What were they, wild card 1 year when they made the Super Bowl, I think. And I forget last year. So anyway.
They're hot. They finally beat the 49ers. They still haven't beat the 49ers at a Super Bowl, but you got to start somewhere.
That was the one with Crumry.
Yep.
The Badger who was, broke his leg and it was dangling. I still remember that from like, how many years ago was that? 30 years ago or more, maybe? I don't know.
That was an ugly
long time
one.
Ago.
That was an ugly one. Yeah. That was a Montana led a drive, completed a pass to John Taylor in the last minute of the game.
That's right.
Sank
John
the
Taylor.
Battleship. We remember. Well, it's funny that I bring up football because I was in D.C. this weekend. I was working on some documentary. I got a book coming out, that whole thing. But we were talking about, specifically, we were at FedEx Field talking about the Redskins logo. We were talking about how teams canceled Native American mascots, outrage culture, and all of that. Do you know that when I say I interviewed 100 people that wanted to keep the Redskins name, 100 people out of 100 people wanted to keep the Redskins name.
Of course.
What's funny, and you know this in your district, there's a lot of Native American mascots like in Wapakoneta and stuff. Those mascots were a tribute to Native Americans. They weren't mocking them. They liked them. So it's crazy because I bring that up because I feel like as a country, we're fighting a lot of the wrong battles right now. Like we're going after the halftime show of a football game when we should probably, I don't know, just shut the border.
Yeah, exactly. No kidding. The border is a mess. We found out that it was like out of the 2 million who've come across that we know about in the Biden administration. We issued this report a couple of weeks ago The number who have been through the adjudication process and actually been removed is 6,000 people. Wow. So, in other words, they just get released. As we know, they're you know, all parts of the country now. Mm-hmm. It's how bad the situation is. Yeah, let's focus on the real problem instead of renaming the Cleveland Indians the Guardians, for goodness sake. Let's focus on some things that actually matter to Americans.
Thank you. Because the guard, you know, and to be honest with you, the guardian is a mascot. It's not that imposing. You know, a guardian is someone you tell, hey, you're not my real parent. I don't have to listen to you. You know.
That's hard to watch.
But when I hear these numbers, like I heard Mayorkas talking about gotaways, and then you hear about like members of the terror watch list. You know, we talk in sports cliches a lot. The adage is defense wins championships. We're not winning championships because we're not playing any defense at the border.
No, we're certainly not. And I don't know how many times we've talked about it, but it's all intentional. They just decided no more wall, no more remain in Mexico. And when we catch you, we will release you into the country. And only 6,000 out of 2.2 million are ever going to be returned in 3.5 years of the Biden. I mean, it's like that's how bad this administration is.
Yeah.
And that's not the only thing they're bad at. They're bad at everything. Inflation's up. You know, price of energy is up, crime is up, and we are no longer respected. There's no strength projected from the Oval Office, and I would argue that's why we see this terrible, terrible stuff that has happened to our dear and closest ally, the state of Israel, not to mention Ukraine. I mean, it's just everything is bad, and it's why we got to hopefully have a change here in, 13 months?
That's what we're hoping for. We're talking to Representative Jim Jordan, who's riding high right now with his red-hot Cincinnati Bengals. If you're just joining us, we got to give you the shout out there while we can. As a Bengal fan, you guys put up with a lot out there. But, you know, you talk about 13 months, talk about Election Day. I think one of the reasons, you know, Trump continues to lead in battleground states. He's beating Biden. Okay. He's beating Biden in Bloomberg polling is because I think if you just make it a simple contrast between now and then, you don't have any of the problems we have now. We didn't have then.
Yep.
And I think
not a one.
Nope.
We had low energy prices. We had a secure border. We had safe streets. We had respect around the world. You know, the example I always give is when Pompeo was asked a year and a half ago when Russia went into Ukraine, he's doing an interview and they said, Mr. Secretary, would this have happened in a Trump administration? And he said, the short answer is I don't know, but I do know this. It didn't happen in a Trump administration, and neither did an attack on Israel like we saw just, you know, four weeks ago. Mm-hmm. So that I think says it all, and why it's so dangerous when you have this kind of weakness, these kind of policies in the White House.
Yeah, it's scary. Lloyd Austin was there's an article we were reading on the air earlier that we've had 13 proxy attacks on our interest in Syria. And the message is, this better stop. I'm like, what is the number? What is the cutoff for attacking us before we actually put somebody in their place? Because I feel like 30 is high. Is it not a little high?
Of course it is. And it's like the parent who keeps trying to reason with their 7-year-old who keeps throwing a temper tantrum, keeps doing things wrong. You got to stop it. You got to take control. And it's sort of the same mindset here that unfortunately we don't have with Joe Biden.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in a house where, like, if someone said knock it off, they didn't say knock it off 30 times before the consequences ensued. And we grew up in an era where the parents used weapons, you know?
Your dad sounds like my dad.
Yeah.
My dad's adage was, if you do it right, you don't have to do it often. So my brother and I, we got it not too often, but when we got it, and that kept you straight for a long time.
Oh, you ain't kidding, man. Every once in a while you get smacked in the head or kicked in the butt, but you knew. You're like, you shouldn't do that again, you know? Yeah. We don't do that. We gotta bring back the spoon.
My mom had the little plastic wiffle ball bat. Like my brother and I got in trouble, holy cow, she was just like, bring the wiffle ball bat, man. That gets you straight right away, man. Holy cow.
Wiffle ball bat. Well, your mom was nicer than ours because we had, this is my favorite thing in the world, the Yankees used to have a holiday. They actually brought it back. It's called Bat Day. Where everybody who walks in the door gets a free bat in the Bronx, which, hello. Hello.
I mean, one of those little wooden ones?
Yeah, they used to give little wooden bats. We used to get hit in the shins with those when we got in trouble. Bat Day.
No, my mom didn't do that. It was a little plastic. It was a wiffle ball bat that she'd give you a swat on the rear when you were
fine. But it worked. You're in Congress. Look at you now.
That is funny.
It is. You're in Congress. You know, the kid next door didn't get hit with the wiffle ball bats. God knows what he's doing right now. You don't know what he's doing.
If your mom was using the wooden bat, holy cow, man, that's scary.
I should have achieved more. I should have achieved more is what we're saying. Well,
I always been more.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just spend more time laughing whenever I come on your show.
That's so funny. Real life, man. But that's the truth. Most of the parenting remedies of our youth, you couldn't even do. Like if you had a teething baby when we were little, like my grandma used to put whiskey on our gums so we'd stop crying. Could you imagine now in the age of social media, someone would post a video of her giving a toddler whiskey?
It's too funny. My dad was definitely old school. My dad was old school, but it was funny because like all my buddies were like, they were like afraid of my dad. Cause he was like, he was the disciplinarian. He would coach the baseball team and the wrestling program he started and all that. But my dad was actually, you know, just like they were all afraid, but they would play for him. They would wrestle for him. They respected him because he kept everyone in line and it was so old school, but
yeah,
I don't know. We need a little bit more of that, I think, today.
No, I agree, 100%. My dad was the same. My dad coached a lot in youth sports, and he always, it's funny, he always, looking back now, he always gave rides to the game to kids who had single moms. We had a lot of, curiously, we had a lot of cute single moms riding shotgun to these games. I don't have an answer on that one way or the other, but I will tell you.
I'm so old, we were like, you know, you can't do this today. We would all just jump in the back of the pickup truck.
I remember
to go to baseball practice and, you know, when you know, batting practice and all this stuff. And he just like Ben Hall kids around, drop them off at their house. And it's just how it was in the old days. Yep. You just rode in the back of the truck. But man, you can't do that today.
No, basically it's funny, but most of the things that made us turn out to be productive members of society are banned. So maybe that's the argument here. Maybe everybody needs to get in the back of the pickup truck. Great stuff.
Well,
last question. You can dismount and you are officially free. Are you guys confident in this Mike Johnson leadership situation? Does the House feel like it's in a good place?
I do. Mike is just a solid guy, solid Christian guy, a friend. He's I think he's off to a great start with what he proposed on Israel, just the aid package to Israel, not tied to Ukraine and actually paying for it. And what better place than the IRS, which has been harassing Americans for so darn long.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Mike's off to a great start, and I think he's going to do an outstanding job.
All right, and the last piece of information. Bengals, I know you're not a gambler, but you are risking your credibility every time you come on this show. I don't know if you figured that out by now. You are rolling the dice there. Your Bengals are 3 against the Buffalo Bills this weekend. Do you think the Bengals beat the Bills? That's a hot matchup.
That is a big game. I may have to watch some of that. I'm going for the Bengals. Although I do like the big quarterback for the Bills,
Josh Allen.
You got to like him. He seems like apple pie as they come.
Yeah, he's a good dude. So, big guy, scrambles. Go ahead.
Yeah, he is huge too. Right. He's like, but who could tackle that guy?
Yep.
No, but I'm with the Bengals. You got to go with the Bengals.
All right, I will pass along the good word to my local sports book. I've got a casino gig coming up. If I call you and Russell in the middle of the night, you'll know the Bengals didn't cover. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, brother. Have a great day, Jim.
My man. Jimmy.
All right, that's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation ceremony. Enjoy the weekend, man, seriously. You do live in the greatest country in the world. It doesn't feel that way when you turn on the news. You turn on the news and you're like, what are we doing? This place is a fixer-upper at best. But the truth is we've got a lot of good equity in this country, so go yuck it up wherever the weekend finds you. I'll see you back here on Monday.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.